Hey, everyone. Welcome to our call. This is RVP2B call number 2, and I want to thank you guys so much for joining us. We have such a huge number. There are 70 people in our success line on these calls, and I'm so excited for the literally sea of white Mercedes that is going to happen in the next several months because of these and because of your work, and so excited for all that to happen. I do want to give you guys just a couple reminders. Next week, our call will be on Tuesday, same time, noon central, but it'll be on Tuesday because I'll be flying on Wednesday. So mark your calendars for next week. It's Tuesday, and then we will go back to Wednesdays for the rest of the month. So just be aware of that. The other thing that I want to remind you guys is don't forget to send any wins, or if you have some ahas, maybe a nugget you get from the call today or an aha from the call today, send those to me. I did get some this week that I was going to share on the call, but I left my printouts back in Oklahoma. So I may forward those in email or share them next week on the call with you. But there's lots of exciting things happening, and I definitely want to share those. So, again, hot, cold, stay hot together. So share that excitement. And it's also kind of part of that camaraderie of being part of a team that you're kind of egging each other on. I have a couple of districts actually on my team that – we have a little game going week by week to see who can sponsor the most in their district. And it's really just for bragging rights, but there is a whole lot of smack being thrown back and forth. And you know what? It has really raised their sponsoring. So feel free to cheer the guy next to you on and tell him, you know, I did this much. How about you? And that's Gina Ballou and I used to do that. And I go, what'd your region do? Would you, you know, because I was kept trying to beat her. And she actually went nation before I did. But we'd bet a chocolate malt of who could have the, you know, the biggest central sponsoring or the biggest central volume. So get with somebody else that's on this RVP2B group, maybe in your nation or a sideline nation, and really kind of hold each other accountable or kind of, you know, egg each other on to really raise the bar for each other. Don't forget that if you do go region by February 1, you may or may not be aware of this, but we will be having a Parker Success Line RVP retreat in Houston, Texas, in February. I believe it's the 17th through the 19th. And if you are a region by February 1, you get to attend that event with all the regional vice presidents in my success line. So you guys are on the course and you've got some time, so I wanted you guys to be aware of that. So I want you guys to know I have had so much fun looking over your mapping it out homework that you copied me on and you sent to your national vice president. None of you heard back from me, but I do want you to know I've looked at every single one of those. Your NVP, I feel like, knows your business a little bit better. They can see your numbers, and they can really coach you on where to spend your time and all that. I know it's been – I love to map out my team. It's actually one of my favorite things to do, and I still do it to this day. When I get on an airplane, I'm always mapping it out, and I know who my next nation's going to be, who my next region's going to be, my next area, next district. I'm always mapping that out. And so this is a great exercise because it's very visual. You can see, okay, am I all one-legged? Oh, wow, I need to pull more over here. Or, wow, maybe I need to add more team. I don't have quite enough team. And you guys, that's normal. We're always adding team. And maybe you realized a circle that you put down is really a $200 consultant that doesn't want to put in the activities on the books, and it's time to take their name off that circle. And that's okay. I think sometimes, especially as we're growing, we want everybody to want it as much as we do, and they're not always going to. So we need to let them be where they are, and I'm going to tell you how you can tell where they are is, do they have activity on the books or not, and are they willing to put activity on the books? If they're all talk, but they're not really willing to do, to say, that, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to, and then you ask them, okay, what's on the books, or who are you going to call? You guys, here's a little tip I want to give you that it will serve you well as you go on to region and nation. 80% of your time should be spent with those producing 80% of the volume. And what happens is a lot of times, especially at this level, because we want everybody to make it and we want everybody to do everything that they say they're going to, we spend 80% of our time with the people that actually produce 20% of the work. So if you know, go back to my story. When I called Cecilia and I said, I'm in again, you know, for the umpteenth time, I hadn't seen her in a couple of years. Do you know what she said to me? She said, book 4 parties and call me when you're done. We didn't have a 30-minute strategy session. We didn't have a pump me up, oh, this is so great, and you know, draw everything out. She said, book 4 parties and call me when you're done. Because, you guys, I had started and stopped my business so many times, I needed that. And she said, I don't have time to jack around with this person. Linda either needs to book them or not. And I did. So, you guys, I want to caution you. Yes, I want you to help everybody, and I want you to be there. But if they're just taking your time and they're not producing, they're not backing it up with even making the calls or doing any activity, you need to protect your time. Your time is very precious because you're going region. So let them go to voicemail and text them and say, hey, saw you called. I was in a meeting. Did you need something? You know, and if they can't come up with a question that they needed, they probably were just going to waste your time on the phone. So, and your MVP is going to be able to help you identify, are you sure this one's an ace? Like, they've been here forever and they're not doing any activity. Maybe it's time to put them back in your central district. And if they end up doing something, that's great. But they might just be an extra $1,000 in your central district, and, you know, until they get there. You know, the old saying is, it's easier to give birth than it is to raise the dead. So go find someone new. You guys, there's nothing that adds excitement to your business like a new person in this business. So those are a couple things that I noticed. Activity is what makes them, you know, what if they say they want to do 5,000, then you say, what's on your books? Great. Okay, awesome. Where's, just like this exercise for you, where's it coming from? Ask that person, where's it coming from? I want to do First Step District. Great. Where's it coming from? And they may say, I don't know. I don't have anything. So then our job is to show them, but then they still have to get on the phone and make those calls and make that activity. So some of you guys, I haven't seen you mapping it out. I would love to, because you know what? You cannot, you know, we all know that our goals must be written down. Well, I don't want you to just write down 32. I want you to write down 32, and then how are you going to get that 32? And for some of you doing this exercise, you wrote down 32, but when you drew it out, you thought, oh, wow, that's a big gap. Okay, go for your air manager bonus so that next month you're on pace at an ad team, because I want you to make sure you have a team in place. Because you know what? You might be able to hit 32 once because you do a great sale or you're doing all this wonderful things and you find, you know, 10 people to all do one party and you do, you know, all the other parties. You can't duplicate that over and over. And I don't want you to just to get to region and then go back down. I want you to get to region and on to 40 and then on to your RVP bonus at 60. And you do that by adding a team. So today's call, really, I want to focus on adding team. Are you talking about this business? Are you constantly meeting with people? I want to share a little bit about my business when I went region and what my team looked like, just so you guys can kind of, I was like, again, it's nice to hear from people that went before you so you can kind of hear, okay, what'd they do or what did it look like or how did that work? So I want to share kind of my numbers. I started out the year in January as an area manager at 11,000. Okay, so I started out as 11,000, and then I don't know if that was January. I think that might have been actually. Oh no, I don't know. I'm sorry, but I do want you to know the month before I went into qualification for region, I did 14,000. The month before I went into qual, I did 14,000. Then the next month, I did 32. So it is possible to double your numbers, but I want to tell you what my team looked like. My first month in qualification, doing 32,000, it was 3 district managers and 5 district managers in qualification. So there's basically 8 of us. So 3 district managers, 5 in qualification. And I will tell you, we were all doing a lot. My second month in qualification, there were 3 district managers, 1 area in qualification, and 6 district managers in qualification. So we've added, we went from 8 to now we have 10 people, 10 managers either in qual, areas in qual, or districts. My third month, when we completed region, we had 6 district managers, 2 area managers in qualification, and 6 district managers in qualification. So do you see how we grew and it's all about getting people into qual? Then 2 months later, after going, I did 40,000. And in 40,000, we had 1 area, 8 districts, 3 areas in qualification, and 10 districts and qualifications. The very next month, I hit my RVP bonus for the first time. So I was onward and upward. My area that month, my central area, did 32,000. So I'm moving. I didn't just go region and count on those people. My central area did 32. My other two areas did the other $30,000 or $29,000 in volume. But so do you know what that tells me? Because my central area did 32, it tells me that I still had people to promote out of there. I had more areas coming. I had some width. Okay? So that when I got my region bonus, there were two areas in addition to me, 14 district managers, 5 area managers in qualification, and 11 district managers in qualification. Okay, so September of that year I did 61, October 72, November 84, so I'm getting my bonus all those months, and in December I did 138,000. First step for nation. My region, my central region, you guys, did 138,000. That's no promoted out region. So I did first step nation with no regions. Now, I did have 3 regions in qualification. They were in qualification. There were 9 areas in qualification. And I don't know how many districts. I didn't write that down. But our team consisted of 6 area managers and 18 district managers. So do you see how it's all about adding team, getting people? Last week we talked about using the I Want It All and the activity, getting people into qualification. Because those people in qualification, did you notice as I read my region, I had more actual districts because I had people in qualification that finished. So, you know, my first month I had 5 districts in qualification and only 3 districts. My second month I had 3 districts and 6 district managers in qualification. But my third month I had 6 new districts. So 3 of those people promoted, but we still had 6 districts in qualification. So that meant we were adding more people in qualification. So do you see the point? And that's what I want you to visualize by drawing this out. You're constantly adding team, and you find team everywhere. You find them at your parties. You find them when you're doing sample packs. You find them at your one-on-ones. You find them of hostesses that turn into great, say you're doing this anyway. It's a natural assumption. You find them as you're out talking to people, as you're on purpose creating your own dream team, as your PCs that you invite over to say, hey, why don't you come look at the color? And you do a one-on-one appointment. You get to talk more about how this business might be a fit for them. You're constantly adding to your team. You are helping those on your team to paint a picture. And, you know, if you see, like, I might see a district, like on, I'll never forget, Christine Hayford had her aunt. And I could tell in my numbers, I said, hey, who's this lady? She always has good volume. She goes, oh, that's my aunt. I said, well, how about we go to your aunt's house and we do a Discover Arbonne? Do you think she could get guests to her house if we went to her? She said, yeah. So we went to her house. We did a Discover Arbonne. Christina talked about the products, and I talked about the business. And she had several clients and guests and all kinds of people there. And one of the people there was a doctor. And she was, oh, I use the products, but, like, she had no interest in this business. It was below her. And I said, well, hey, I said, I have several friends that are doctors in this business. I said, Deanne Heron was a physician's assistant. Here's her story. That woman, because I could cast a bigger vision, became a national vice president. Fran became a national vice president on our team. So, you guys, you can help paint a bigger picture. So if you see numbers down there, ask, say, hey, who is this? Hey, can we go meet for coffee with them? Or can I come to your next party with them? Something like that. It's all about adding team. I have asked a very special guest to be on this call with us because she is in your shoes just a few steps down the road. She is a new regional vice president as of, 3 or 4 months ago, Mel?
Yeah, we promoted in April.
She promoted in April. She is already earning her regional vice president bonus, so she played the I'm qualifying for region every month. That was what was in my head because I went region with all districts. I did have an area in qual, but I went with all districts, and I thought, these guys could quit tomorrow, so I got to keep going. And that's what Mo has done. So she has done exactly what you guys want to do and are doing. She's just a few steps down the road. So I asked her to share with you guys today kind of her journey and how she went about it. I do know she mapped it out because without me even asking, she sent me her mapping it out. And I loved it. I was like, okay, I know this woman's going because look at, she gets it. So I'm going to turn this call over to the amazing, awesome, she trained at our area manager's retreat and people couldn't get enough, on her way to Nation. I have no doubt it will be very soon because she's just following the footsteps and adding team and adding team. The amazing RVP, Mo Jourdain.
You are just so sweet. Don't you guys just love that Linda Parker has created these calls for you? I just feel like I'm the one on the receiving end, certainly not on the giving end. So, Linda, thank you so much. This is my favorite topic because for those of you on the call, I love area managers. I have to be honest with you. I think area managers are possibly the hardest working people in Arbonne, minus our amazing, fantastic upline. And I think it's for two reasons. One, you guys, you don't have the proof yet. You don't have that car. And by goodness, sometimes that car is like a thorn in your side. But you have to act as if, and you have to talk as if you own it in order to get people to see the vision. So I love you. I love what you do for your businesses and for your teams. And I so appreciate what it's like to not have the proof, but to have to paint a picture for people in their mind's eye before they can see it before them in that white Mercedes-Benz, which you guys are all going to achieve. So I want to just welcome you to this call. I understand that you are the leaders in your organizations, and you've been handpicked by your national vice presidents to be on this call. So I commend you for the business building efforts that you already have put into place. You guys may not know this yet. I sure hope you do, but you are on your road to region already. And one of the biggest moments in my Arbonne business was when I realized that region wasn't something I built over 2 months. It was something I built over 2 years. And it was those milestones that nobody celebrated alongside me while I was sitting in a car, placing an order, while I was emailing or calling a client, while I was showing up to a party and nobody answered the door, but I swear the invitation said 6 o'clock and I'm standing outside your door with my RA9 set and you're not answering. You guys, that is when my region was built, in those moments. So I really want to commend you and I want to ask you to believe that you are already on the road to region. And if you don't believe that, please make a shift in your mind right now. I want to just briefly introduce myself. I have been doing Arbonne for 2.5 years. I was introduced to it by my very best friend and Executive Regional Vice President, Tiffany Anzell. I was an awesome hostess. I hosted 4 shows for her, and I told her emphatically several times, again and again and again, Tiff, it is so sweet of you, but I'm not going to do that cute little business. That is perfect for you. You're going to be great at it. I'm so excited for you. And everything I could picture about Arbonne was with Tiff in mind. I couldn't get myself into the place where I saw this as a vehicle to changing my life. And partially it was because I always say Tiff wasn't speaking my currency. She was telling me about a white Mercedes-Benz and about vacations. And you guys, I was a behavioral neuroscientist. I had money and I didn't have an ounce of time to spend on vacation, right? Because I was a neuroscientist working 90 hours a week, raising a 1-year-old and a 5-year-old when Tiffany first introduced me to Arbonne, and raising them alone because my husband worked out of state. So the idea of going on vacations never occurred to me because I didn't get an hour off, let alone a week off. And this white Mercedes-Benz really didn't excite me at all because I knew if I wanted one, I could just go buy one. But it seemed silly because I had a 1-year-old and a 5-year-old, right? And if Arbonne knew how many Goldfish and Cheerios were squished into the car seats of my Mazda, they would have never given me this amazing vehicle in the first place. So she wasn't speaking my currency. And then one day, we started talking about time. And when she mentioned that I could get time in my business and that this could potentially be the opportunity for me to get home with my kids, all of a sudden she was speaking my currency. And all of a sudden, I started to see the vision that she was creating in my mind's eye long before either one of us had the car. So I want to start by telling you guys that once I got it, I was still kind of the Arbonne undercover agent, but I was willing to follow the system because as a professor, I'm a super good student because you don't go on to become a teacher if you're not also a good student. So I remember just saying to her, what do I need to do? She said, book 8 shows, you need to do 4 launches, and we need to get you a business partner. So that's what we did. And I have to tell you, she launched me and my business partner in the same month. And within 2 weeks, I went district, and those were on old qualification numbers. So you guys, I have been duplicating what Tiffany taught me since the very beginning. I launched Business Builders Direct to me as well as Business Builders Direct to them. It has never made sense to me to not do that because I'm not known any other way. And frankly, Tiff and her vision and her excitement spoke to guests and potential prospects in ways that I could not. So one of the things I want to encourage you guys to do is to reach down below the people direct to you to help build leaders within your organization and help build people up. Because I have to say, having a team put me into a whole new sense of dedication about my Arbonne business because all of a sudden it wasn't just about me anymore. I had promised a woman who needed to replace a certain income by a certain timeline that she could do it and I was going to help her. And I had been in this business for 2 weeks. I was scared to death, but I knew I promised her something and I was going to hold on to that promise. So I promoted to area within about 5 months because I just kept doing what Tiffany taught me. Promote out business builders underneath you and help them promote out business builders underneath them. And it was an exciting ride. It was very challenging working 90 hours a week, but I managed to fit it in. So for those of you who, like myself, work full-time and raise a family alongside your Arbonne business, I heavily encourage you to make sure that your team understands that the excuse of they don't have enough time is not going to land well. That doesn't ever fall well with me. I tell my team all the time, if you need to tell me that you don't have time for something, you should probably call somebody else in your upline because that just never works for me. Because I made time, and I think people make time for what's important. Now, having said that, you guys, I had to hold my own feet to the fire. I had to be willing to make time to make the next leap in my business, and that's what I'm going to be talking about today. And the type of time and commitment that it took was more intense than my journeys to district or to area. But boy, has it been worth it. An amazing 4 months since we promoted. So I want to ask you, if you don't already, to have a pen and pencil out, because I want to tell you that you already know what it takes to get to region. You already promoted twice in your organization. And in Arbonne, you guys, it's wash, rinse, repeat. We do the same thing, just more of it, the higher that we go. Okay, so it's wash, rinse, and repeat. And if you think that there's a different way or a different method, I really challenge you to get out of that mindset because we have been given a system. It's handed to us. I call it plug and play. So focus on plug and play. What Linda's telling you is exactly what got me to region, exactly what got me to region. No deviations from that. So I'm going to ask you guys to do the same. So how did you promote to district, and how did you promote to area? I have to say that I'm guessing one of the things that you did was you began immediately doing your own business opportunities. This was something that Tiffany taught me right out of the gate. Do your own business opportunities. Don't wait for your upline to do for you what you should be doing for others. So on the third week of my business, I started my own living room business opportunities. I read from a script, and I played that video. And you guys, it was my crutch for the longest time, but the more I painted the picture of the business, the better my vision of my own success and possibilities with Arbonne got. So I got better at painting it for other people. That's one of the keys that got me to district and got me to area was that idea of painting the picture for others. The second that got you to area is you trained yourself. You didn't wait for somebody to do for you what you could do for you. I love what I think it's Jack Canfield who says, you can't pay somebody else to do your push-ups. You guys, you cannot pay somebody else to do these push-ups for you. You cannot wait for your team to get you to region. You have to go out and get the team to get you to region. The third thing that you did to get to area is you offered the business. You couldn't have gotten to this step if you weren't talking about the business. And in my team, we teach the funnel approach. So a funnel is wide at the top, and it's narrow at the bottom. And every time I talk about Arbonne, I talk about the business first. If they say no to the business, the next part of the funnel is the show. I ask for the opportunity for them to host a show for me so I can introduce Arbonne from a product perspective to their guests. They're almost invariably happy to say yes to me about a show
because they're so grateful in some respects that I left them off the hook about this, what they think is this crazy pyramid business, that they say, oh, sure, no, I'll totally host a show for you. You guys, that's my opportunity to get into their living room, show them what I do, plant a seed about the business again, and I tell you 5 times out of 10 they join my business from that perspective. The third and more narrow section of the funnel is your samples and your gold bag drop-off. You guys, if I give somebody a gold bag and they say, oh, you know, I didn't like that toner, and they give it back to me, how am I going to turn around and say to them, well, do you want to join my team? Would you like to build a multi-million-dollar business with Arbonne? I know you don't like the products, but sure love to have you on my team. Because that isn't going to happen. And I know that if they fall in love with the business, I've got 500 products that they're going to fall in love with. So if the Arginine toner isn't the right fit for them, I guarantee there's something they can fall in love with, especially if I can connect this business to their why. One of the 4 things that I did is just straight-up activity. Tiffany has said to me so many times, Mo, there's nothing activity can't fix. If you are thinking about your business all of the time, you are not doing enough activity, because I guarantee if you're in activity, you don't have time to think about your business. You're so busy in activity, you don't have time to obsess over all those things that you're not doing. In fact, you just want to stay in activity because it's so much fun and it leads to so many awesome opportunities. You'll think later. So I get excited about that 4th step because there is nothing activity can't fix. All right, so that's how this funnel works, is it's this narrow funnel at the bottom, a wide funnel at the top, offer them the business, they say no to the business, ask for the show, they say no to the show, then offer them the sample pack. But I can tell you guys, when I use this tool, I sponsor business builders direct to me because I'm using their currency and connecting it to the vision of Arbonne and what this business can do for them. And in connecting those dots for them, I'm helping them to see that this business might be the right fit. So one of the 5th steps that I did to get to district and to get to area, and that you guys did as well, is that you focus on being available for your team. And I tell my team all the time, I'll match your effort. If you give 20% to your business, I'll give 20%. If you give 50%, I'll give 50%. It's just like Linda said, you don't want to be giving 80% of your time to business builders who are only doing 20% of the work. So be very cautious and guard your time, but be available to those who want to climb the ladder. And again, love everybody where they're at, because I'm so grateful for those 150 consultants in my organization. I have 100 150 consultants in my organization. That's a great day at Arbonne. The 6th thing that I did to promote the first 2 levels, and that you guys did as well, is that you plugged into everything. You guys, I drive 3 hours to go to my nation meeting, and that's one way, and then 3 hours back, and I always bring guests. Okay, so I'm going to repeat that. I drive 6 hours for a 1.5-hour meeting, and I always bring guests. My team is watching me, and they have duplicated what I've duplicated. So last night at our nation meeting, we had 4 carpools of people who also brought guests. How thrilling for them to know that they have 17 white Mercedes in the parking lot at their nation meeting that they can then say to that guest, see, here's the proof. It happens. It's done all the time. Let me introduce you to my RVP. She's going to help you, and she's going to help me get there. So those are the 6 steps that you guys took to get to area. And here's the news. You're going to love it, and you're going to hate it. It's the same thing about a diet, right? Diets work. People don't. It only works if you follow it. Everything that you did to get to district and to get to area, you simply do more of to get to region. That's it. There's no magic to this. It's just straight-up mathematics. I was an area for 1.5 years before I went region. And you guys, during that time, I put the other steps in my business in place. I did my personal growth. I visualized. I wrote down my goals as if they already were, not as if they would be. I put my goals on paper, and I shared them with people who I knew would hold me accountable. And then I just continued to do the things that got me to district and the things that got me to area. I offered the business. I plugged into everything. I stayed in activity. I trained myself. I was available to my team, and I focused on making sure that I was always offering my own local business opportunity so I didn't have to wait to paint the picture for somebody until the next nation meeting. So I'm going to ask for your commitment to take your what you have mapped out for Linda and turn that into some action steps in this next quarter. because this is the quarter when you can go region, and you're not just going to grow a small region, you guys. You can grow a strong, solid region that continues to grow well into April, which, you know, is another huge quarter for us. So I want to give you some of the key pieces to what I call the push for region. So you just learned my elements for the road to region, and those are the same elements that I put into place on my journey to nation. I'm not doing anything different. I'm simply doing more of it. But I want to tell you guys, one of the things Jack Canfield says is he says, the truth is the truth, and you're better off knowing the truth than not knowing it. And Linda told me that I could be candid with you guys because you're leaders and you are asking for this. You're asking to be pushed. You want to know what the steps are. So here's what I'm going to tell you. You have to be willing to put off what you want in the moment for what you want the most. You will not go region if you are not doing the activity that you are telling other people on your team to do. One, they'll see right through you. Two, you'll see right through you. And three, it's not a sustainable region. We'd rather you be a strong area than a weak region. So it's critical that you be doing the steps that you're telling other people to do. If you're telling a new business builder to do 6 to 8 shows, but you're not doing 6 to 8 shows, and you want to go region, then I'm simply going to ask you to acknowledge what the truth is and have the courage to change it, because that's the most beautiful part about it, is once you measure it, you can change it. So here was my road to region. I'm going to give you guys the numbers and the breakdown. Linda told me it was 40 to 60 new preferred clients or consultants in my central to go region. So that was a wonderful numerical point for me. She gave me this target to shoot for that was different than a volume target. And you guys, for me, 40 to 60 new preferred clients or consultants was kind of easier to focus on than the idea of $40,000 in volume. I have to be honest, I was a little bit freaked out by the volume requirement, but 40 to 60 new PCs and consultants, that didn't scare me. And I thought, well, that's what it takes to go region, then that's what it'll take to maintain a strong region. And then if you want to grow your region, you just double that. If you want to go to nation, you just triple that. It just made such sense to me mathematically. I thought, well, I can do that. So if that's helpful to you, I strongly encourage that you focus on sponsoring, because boy, oh boy, did she nail it. And you guys are just about ready to hear some of my numbers. So here's the steps that I took. In January of 2011, I wrote down my 7 goals for 2011 as if they were. There were 7 of them. They were clear as day. I posted them at my desk where I could see them every day. They were never out of eyeshot. The second thing I did is I created piles. These piles helped me to sort. I remember people telling me a lot that my business was a little bit like a deck of cards and that I simply had to sort through the deck of cards to find the aces. So I took 5 sticky notes. One of them said, offer the business. One of them said, ask for the show. One of them said, one-to-one, or what I also called, that could be a business opportunity or a one-to-one appointment about the product. Didn't matter. It just said one-to-one. One of them said, follow-up. And follow-up was people who needed to reorder, people who I hadn't been following up with, people who had just come to a show and I needed to do the system of follow-up with them. And the last one said referrals. And I simply sorted my deck of cards. Only my cards weren't playing cards. They were profile cards. They were business cards. They were lead sheets. They were sticky notes with people's phone numbers on them. They were cocktail napkins with people's emails. I just sorted. Who did I want to offer the business to? Who did I want to ask to host a show for me? And so on and so forth. And then I got to work, because all of a sudden it was right there in front of me. I remember thinking, that's my region. It's right there in front of me. And it felt like this really exciting new part of my business, even though there wasn't anything new about my system. This is the same thing we teach in the Start Now. It's the same thing I did to get to district and to get to area. It's the same thing I did. But for some reason, those sticky notes really dumbed it down for me and made it simple. The next thing I did is I picked up the phone, and I did what I said I was going to do with each of those piles. I offered the business. I asked for the show, I asked for the one-to-one, and I focused on it just like I focused on my funnel. I started with the business first, and I just sorted cards and shifted cards for just a couple of hours. It didn't take long for January to turn into some amazing activity in March and April. Now, the activity was not overnight, but I didn't expect it to be. I knew that it would happen because I had already done the action steps. I had connected my hope to a plan. I then committed to pushing for region no matter what. And my national vice president, I remember calling me and saying, you're going to go region? Are you sure? Almost as if to remind me, did you see your numbers in February? They weren't so good. But you guys, that wasn't what it was about. January was about creating activity for the spring. It wasn't about, I didn't ever expect it to turn over within 2 days. I knew it was going to take some time. So here's what happened. I sorted in January, the last week of January. I filled my calendars with as much as I could for February. In February, I conducted 12 shows. I participated in one booking blitz. I conducted 3 business opportunities, which I called Dream Team business opportunities for myself and people on my team. And I attended one nation meeting. Now, you guys, this is me also working 90 hours a week raising the kids by myself. I know you have time for this if you're ready to make the push for region and not just be on the road to region. So I'm going to ask you to look at your calendar and tell me, do you have 12 days this month to shift your business into such massive activity that you have that white car by Christmas? My February volume as an area was 13,500. And you're thinking, you did all that and that's all you got? Oh, you guys, it gets so much better. All of the work I did in February with the seeds that I was planting and getting ready to water and watch absolutely bloom in March and April. In March, I put together my good, great, and awesome map out goals. I send it to everybody in my upline, including ENVP Linda Parker. I think I even CC'd Tracy Gatchell, who didn't even know who I was at the time. I wanted to be 100% accountable. And just like Linda said, nobody told me to do this. This made sense to me that I asked the people who had done it before me to keep me on track and to coach me. And Linda said earlier, your upline is not your cheerleader. They're your coach. And I just love that so much because I needed them to be in my face a little bit and to guide me, make sure I wasn't getting off path. And that's what a good coach does. You guys, in March, here's the truth. Here's the part that some of you aren't ready to hear. But if you want to go region, you need to hear it. I did 28 shows. Between myself and new business builders that jumped on board because of the activity that I had created in February. I went to one nation meeting. I conducted 6 business opportunities. By the time we ended March, we had nearly $40,000 in volume. You guys, my goal was never to do 32, 32, 32. My goal was to do 38, 4. I wrote it in lipstick on my car, on my mirrors, in my bathroom, on my mirrors, in my office. It never occurred to me to go into qualification barely. It occurred to me to go into qualification strong so that I would grow a region once I was out of this. And that's exactly what happened. We ended up with 12 district managers in qualification in March. So what did that mean for finishing? You guys all know you promoted because you helped somebody get into qualification in month 1 and promote out in month 2. It's the same recipe for region. So if you've got 12 people promoting into district, you guys do the math, that's 24,000. I knew just with these districts alone that we were halfway there. I knew exactly what numbers I needed to do to fill the gap. And I was prepared in month 1 and month 2 to do as much as 17,000 in my own personal volume if I absolutely had to. But that was if people only shot for their good goal. And I thought, well, if half these people shoot for their good goal, but the other half shoot for their great goal, then we're there, and I don't have to close the gap with 17,000. I can do a strong, steady $500 or $200 a day, and we are an awesome, awesome region. That's exactly what happened. In April, I conducted 27 shows, 3 business opportunities, and 1 nation meeting. I traveled to Pennsylvania to be at Linda's retreat. I was in New York City for 3 days. My father-in-law passed away in April, and we had Easter weekend. So, you guys, life is always going to get in the way. There's always going to be something. But I didn't put off life. I didn't miss the trip to Pennsylvania or New York. I certainly didn't miss out on being there for my husband and his family. I did all of that alongside this journey to region. And why it was so doable is because I had created leaders who were excited about doing their own activity in March, but they wanted to finish it in April. And I was there to help dig down and, promote out the people below them so they would be nice and strong by the time they finished April. April, we promoted out one area manager, six districts, had another eight district managers in qualification, and two areas in qualification. And you guys, I can't tell you how exciting it was to have been an area manager for a year and a half with no areas on my team, and finally I had area manager on my team. It was totally thrilling. And I'm sure those of you who are out there with your own area and no AMs underneath you, you know exactly what I'm talking about with respect to that desire to get somebody else to your same level. So this is what I did, and this is what I continue to do. My car presentation was not a party. It was a business opportunity. My goal with this vehicle is to promote Arbonne, our company, our culture, and our products. It is not to promote me. I am not fancy. I didn't do anything remarkable. I simply doubled and tripled the activity that I had been doing, and by doing so, I tripled my paycheck. I quadrupled my belief, and I showed my team that this is so, so doable and that they could have the same results if they were willing to focus on following the system. So I stand here today, or I sit here today, as a strong region, never once even coming close to the maintenance number of 32,000, because I am not in this to maintain a business. I'm in it to grow it. You guys, the plan that we are mapping out and asking you to map out isn't just one to get you to region. It's one to help you grow a strong, solid, healthy region. So every month, that gift you get from Arbonne is paid for. Every month, you can say with such conviction and such pride that this business changed your life, and you can go and give that away to other people. This has been the most amazing journey of my lifetime, because I am now a stay-at-home mom who has replaced her income because of Arbonne. I challenge you guys to go give this away to somebody like me, somebody that you really want to be a national vice president in your organization, but you're not telling her about Arbonne because you think she's too busy, doesn't have enough time, or she's too fancy to do it. If Tiffany had done that with me, I wouldn't be on this call today. So I'm going to leave you with this amazing passage from Jack Canfield from The Success Principles. And if you guys are not doing your personal growth, now is a wonderful time to start, because you are on the road to region and you're going to need these nuggets for the new region that you're creating. Jack says, it's simple. The bottom line is that you are the one who's creating your life the way it is. The life you currently live is the result of all your past thoughts and actions. You are in charge of your current thoughts and your present feelings. You are in charge of what you say and what you do. You're also in charge of what goes into your mind, the books that you read, the movies and shows that you watch, and the people you hang out with. Every action is under your control. To be more successful, all you have to do is act in ways that produce more of what you want. You guys, if you want to be regional vice presidents, I challenge you to act like executive national vice presidents, because I do believe that what you think about, you bring about, and region will simply be a stepping stone on your journey to helping thousands of other people achieve their lives. Thank you, Linda.
Mo, that was awesome. We're giving you a standing ovation. And you guys, just to give you the level of commitment that Mo had while she was going region and still has, you can tell by her conviction and how she speaks. At the area manager's retreat, we were on break for lunch, and she ate her sandwich real quick, and she kind of was over in the corner, and I went over to talk to her, and she said, just a minute, Linda, I have a daily goal, volume goal I have to hit. And she was on the phone making calls to hit her daily volume goal while she was going because she was in qualification for region. And so she was there for that weekend, but she still was making calls to hit her volume goal. And Mo, what was your goal every day in personal daily sales?
I set my goal at $500 a day. And the reason I did that was because I had in my mind that if for some reason my team only focused on their good goals, that $500 a day would get me to $17,000 in personal sales, which seemed totally insane. And you guys, I didn't want to have it be that way. I didn't want to grow a region doing $17,000 in personal sales. But I knew that if I focused on achieving $500 a day, that I'd probably blow my awesome goal right out of the water, because I imagined if I was willing to step up and do the do, other people on my team were willing to do as well. And sure enough, each month of qualification, we hit the great or the awesome goal and blew the good goal right out of the water.
And what's so exciting about that, you guys, is she knew, she was like, that was her plan B, C, D, and E. If plan A didn't work, she had a backup plan going. And the other thing is by making those calls, it creates a tidal wave in her business as if it wasn't already happening. Think of the people that you would have to call to come up with 500 in sales every day. They're getting excited. They're going, now, what are you doing? You're earning your car. And I guarantee you that some of those people she talked to joined her business, probably hosted parties, because it's just in the act of doing that creates it. And it creates this whole excitement that your team, the rest of her team kind of got, it's like a tornado, they kind of get sucked into it. And some go along and some don't, but she wasn't worried about the ones that weren't doing it. She was with the ones that were doing it, and she was making it happen, finding other people that did want it in the process. So, Mo, can I ask you, like, when you were, you set your goal for 500 a day, who were you calling, and were they preferred clients? Were they people that had bought before, people that hadn't, people just on your 100 names list? Who was it that, because people are maybe thinking, I'd love to call to make it 500 in sales, but who the heck would I call?
Yeah, you guys, those were from my other two piles. They were from my follow-up pile and from my referral pile. Literally, those were two areas of my business that I was not capitalizing on at all. I wasn't good at follow-up because I honestly felt like I was too busy to follow up with people, so I wasn't creating those long-lasting relationships. So I actually would call people and say, you know, this is Mo from Arvon. I'm your independent consultant. We met about 4 months ago at a show, and I want to call and, first of all, apologize that you haven't heard from me sooner. And secondly, I want to be able to reach out to you because I am guessing by now you are low on the products that you fell in love with. I want to make sure I can help you get your discount and get those products ordered for you today. So tell me what it is that you need. You guys, I went into it with the idea and the expectancy that they were out of something and they needed something. And 9 times out of 10, they did. And it wasn't just because I had been bad at follow-up. It was because I went into it with an expectant attitude. There must be something that you need. I didn't say, is there anything I can get you? I wasn't wimpy or weak. I was really decisive. The other thing that I did is I followed up on those sample packs that I passed out. I mailed people samples in that month of February, and I was able to follow up on them in March. And what Linda just said is so powerful because some days, you guys, I didn't hit my 500. But some days I hit 7. Some days I sold 2 RSVPs or I would sell, you know, 2 RE9 sets. And, you guys, I didn't give away my discount. When you give away your discount, you're telling your consumer my product isn't good enough and it's not valued at enough money for you to be able to see it at, you know, retail cost or at 20% off. So I'm going to give it to you at my price. I didn't do a single sale or promotion or special for my clients to get to Regen. And that felt like, anyway, it would kind of be false volume, and how would I maintain that and grow a strong, healthy region if I was just giving away a bunch of product at discount? So that's what I did with follow-up calls, and it really was effective. Another thing that Linda said is that commotion that I created with these follow-up calls, you guys, that created activity 2 months down the road. In August, our month that we just had, I have 12 district managers in qualification and one area in qualification. So the commotion that we created in March and April has paid forward now in July and August. And the commotion we create in July and August will pay forward in October and November. So that's one of the other great benefits for doing the do and actually picking up the phone and being fierce about your activity is it will pay you. Maybe not immediately, but you stay the course, and I promise you guys it's explosive.
I want you guys to think of a freight train. Think of an old steam engine that it might take a lot of energy to get it going. So it may seem like in, you know, March when she did all that work and you're going, are you kidding? That's all your volume was 14,000. She was piling in coal in that steam engine. She was just pouring it in and doing a ton of work, and it would do one little chug. You know, just like think of that, think of a big old steam engine. It takes a ton to get it just like chug, chug, and it's barely going. But then as it gets going, it's a freight train. Like right now her business is a freight train that she couldn't stop if she wanted to because of everything that's been set into place. I'll never forget when Tracy Gatchel went nation. It was a whirlwind. It was 2 months, and it was a whirlwind. And she was like, I'll sleep next month. And she was then the next month she goes, I don't know when I'm going to sleep again because she goes, I couldn't stop this thing if I tried. But we say it jokingly because, man, it's so much fun. It is so much fun in this business. So, Mo, I just want to ask you one more thing. So you divided your stickies into three piles because some people are going, well, I don't know. So like your follow-up was anybody that ever been to a party, right?
Yes, anybody who'd ever been to a party, anybody who'd ever placed an order. We do a follow-up system called 3-3-3. And you guys, you taught us that, Linda. 3 days after the party, follow up, make sure they got their product. 3 weeks after that, just follow up with a courtesy call. Do you have any questions about how to use your product? I want to send you some stickers for your RE9 sets so you know which sets go with which. At that opportunity, you also can ask them or remind them about their RSVP. And then that third month follow-up is a great opportunity to ask for reorders. And for us, the nutrition line is kind of a monthly follow-up thing. You guys, I can tell you, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. The best of the best in this business oftentimes doesn't make time for follow-up because we might be so busy getting new business builders started or we're so busy doing shows. When I finally emphasize the power of follow-up in my business, we're talking about growing my paycheck. Linda, am I allowed to tell them my area manager paycheck?
Sure.
You guys, I had an area manager paycheck that was $4,800. Holy smokes, you know, like that's some cool money. Like that's life-changing for people. And I'm not even kidding, 50% of that was because I did the follow-up. And I focused on that 3-3-3, people who needed to be touched at those three different markers. I focused on following up about samples that were out there. I focused on following up from people who came to a party and didn't order anything and they left with a catalog. I actually have three women who became business builders from that very process. They never ordered a single product, and I called and followed up to see if there was anything they'd like, perhaps there's something that they would like to take a look at or sample in the convenience of their home. I did nutrition and RE9 one-to-ones with each one of them, and all of them are now business builders. So the fortunes and the follow-up, I'd heard that so many times, but when I finally did it, I realized I had been leaving a lot of money on the table. And shame on me if I can teach somebody as an area manager to make $4,800 a month in my community where I live in rural Northern California. That is huge money for somebody up here. So that's exactly what I did.
Let me ask you, so you didn't have some fancy, it all had to be computerized so you could print it off and who to call. You had three piles of basically stickies, right?
Right. I had sticky notes. I had offer the business sticky notes with just a bunch of names in there, business cards, lead slips, profile sheets, anything that had a name and phone number on it. You know, as area managers, we collect these things. Most of us have done an expo here or there. We might have done a trade show, and we maybe didn't do a good job at following up on those leads. I went ahead and stuck them in each one of those piles and sorted them. I actually did the San Francisco Women's Expo almost a year before this process. And I called those women. I said, you may not remember this, but you stopped by my booth at the San Francisco Women's Expo. I'm Melissa from Arbonne International. I'm really excited about sharing these products with you. I want to be able to sample one of my two favorite skincare lines with you over this next week. Can you tell me a little bit about your skin? So, again, I went into it expectant, not wimpy, like, would you like to try something? And they said, oh, sure, yeah, that'd be great. And then I was able to then follow up with them on placing the order. So I took cold leads and tried to turn them into warm opportunities. And
So you took all these piles of information that we all have, lead slips, people that came to party didn't buy anything, all the people that have been to parties, people that have bought in the past, and you just took all the stack and you sorted them into three piles. I want to talk to these people about the business. I want to follow up with these people. And what was the third pile?
The third one was offer the show, and then I actually had another one, which was referrals, and it was this whole idea of, okay, maybe you don't need anything, but do you know anybody who eats or shampoos their hair or washes their face at night? Because I would love to meet them. And I'm always surprised at how many people are totally willing to throw their friends to me. They might not buy anything themselves, but they're like, oh, yeah, sure. You know, here's three of my friends' phone numbers. I never used to ask for referrals, and now I make it a common part of my business.
I love it. So you guys, then as she'd leave, like when she came to Pennsylvania for the weekend, she took, might have even been a sticky or written in her day planner, these are the 30 people I'm going to call, names and numbers, just based off those stickies. This pile was about the business. This pile was about this. So she always was, when she left her house, if she had, you know, 10 minutes over lunch, she knew who to call and what she was calling about. not a big fancy be prepared. She sat there, took a couple hours, put them all in piles, and then as she'd go for the day, she'd go, okay, I'm going to call these people, because that's how she met her goal of $500 a day. You guys, that's the gap filler. You know, as you drew out your team, you looked and said, well, I've got a gap. How am I going to fill the gap? Oh, I'm going to book more parties. Well, who am I going to call to book? How am I going to? You guys, you want to do one-on-one. Sometimes the best, go back to your PCs. Everybody has PCs. And meet with them and say, I'd love to show you more. I'd love to show you the color. Do a one-on-one color appointment. And when you do that, you get to find out what their dreams are. And you will sponsor that person when this business equals their dreams. And a lot of times I just say, let's mark all the colors. So next time you need to order, you'll know what color blush you like or whatever. I'll keep a copy, you keep a copy. But every time I do that color appointment, you guys, they want everything. And so I can generally turn it into a sale, or they say I can't afford it, then it's a party. I get to talk to them more about how this business might be a fit. If they book a party, at the end of the party, I'm like, look, you've got people under you. I'm assuming, I'm moving them right into, I'm not making this a life decision. I'm like, wow, you're already in business. You've already started. Would you like to get paid? Wow, who's going to say no to that? So generate, fill the gaps, do some one-on-ones, meet with people about the business. That's the gap filler that I'm talking about. This next week, this is your homework. If you have not mapped out your team and sent that, be sure you do that in the next 24 hours. The second thing is I would love for you to email me and copy your MVP, an aha from today's call, some little nugget that you got from today that you were like, wow, that spoke to me. Maybe it's something you've heard before, but whatever your wow or aha moment from today is, I would love to hear it. This is you don't have to send anything to me on this, but since you're going for these goals, you will be holding two parties this week. They may not be on your books yet, so you may need to get them. You may need to talk to that person that maybe only does 500 on your team and see if they'll book one. Call people up for renewal and say, hey, if you get some friends together, I'll do the party and I'll pay your renewal. Maybe you're going to do that for the renewals that are in your area. Get creative and really start thinking. You will be meeting with two people about the business this week, whether it's for you or for people on your team, or maybe two for you and two for people on your team. Those are just givens that will be happening in the next week. I would love to hear that from you guys. I want to close today. This has been awesome, Mo. Thank you so much. I think sometimes I know it's so powerful to be there and hear from somebody just a couple steps down the road, and you can take comfort in knowing, I did a lot of work and I only got $14,000. Well, Mo did that too, or Linda did that too. And they didn't have a ton of team when they got there, but they built it on the way. You guys, that's the secret to a stable region and on your way to, as she said, full car payment, bonus, and on your way to MVP. I went from region to nation, and then nation to promoting 4 national vice presidents direct within the next 12 months. And I could not have done that. A lot of that came from what I started while I went region, because I was already starting to work, and I was always focused on getting people into qualification and building those districts, building areas, adding to the team. It's going to happen that people are going to fall out. It's normal. It is very normal in this business. But you know what? You only need 4 aces to make it to the top. But you've got to keep sifting. I have some people happy to be a district, getting district pay. Great. I need those people. I need areas happy at area. I need areas wanting to go region. You know, so don't worry about it. Just keep sorting. Become attached to the activity and not the outcome. That's a key thing that Mo said. She said she didn't get discouraged when she did all that activity and it didn't happen, because she was attached to the activity and she knew the outcome would happen eventually, and it did. So I just want to close with this poem. You guys, it's called I Tried to Climb a Mountain Today. And you guys, this is actually, I'm not going to use this one for you guys, because it doesn't really fit for what I want to talk to you guys about. I want to give you a different one. This one is actually in our book, Dare to Dream, Work to Win. And I want you guys to know, and he titles this, You're Stronger Than You Know, because I want you to know you are stronger than you know. Every one of you can do this. Every one of you can do what it takes here. And this is a story about a woman named Susan Dutcher, and she's a musher, and that means that she races dog sleds. She races in the Iditarod every year, and it's a race held each year in the first Saturday in March, and it begins in Anchorage, Alaska, and continues over 1,100 miles to Nome, Alaska. Susan told me of a story of one of her recent Iditarod races. She was in the lead with only 40 miles to go. At this point, another musher finally caught up with her, and then he passed her. She wanted to press on and retake the lead, but she was too tired. Total exhaustion had taken its toll, and fatigue had become her dominant reality. Her focus began to slip, and she began to compromise her dream. She told herself that coming in second would be okay. She found brief comfort in conceding first place and yielding to her fatigue. It would be so much easier. That's that next month mentality. Oh, next month. Oh, it's okay if we don't get it next month. But then, briefly, amazingly, her mind cleared. She truly wanted victory. She recalled the words of an old Alaskan sage who had told her, "There are many hard things in life, but there is only one sad thing, quitting." Heroically, she began to manage her thoughts and emotions rather than letting them manage her. Suddenly, she dug deeper into herself, into her inner strength, than she had ever dug before. She told herself, "I did not spend nearly 2 weeks racing in 40 degrees below zero weather with only 2 hours of sleep per night to come in second place. I did not travel over 10,000 miles via dog sled this year to prepare for this race in order to come in second place. I did not breed, raise, and train 150 dogs to come in second place. I did not race over 4 mountain ranges, 170 miles of ocean, and 150 miles of the Yukon River to come in second place. I have dreamed and trained and worked to be a winner." With a will to win that was unflinching, she got off her sled and ran the last 40 miles. In the process, she recaptured the lead, and she won the race. Now it's your turn. You got yourself this far. You have what it takes to go the distance. It's all heart from here. You guys, you all have what it takes. And I am so excited. I have to tell you, I love these calls. You guys inspire me. I cannot wait to see what you are creating. I'm already seeing it. You're creating wonderful things. You are changing many lives, starting with your own. I believe in you. I love you all. I want to see your aha from today. If your MVP hasn't seen, you're mapping it out, do that. And know we are your coaches. We will help you get there, and we will be there all the way for each of you. So, Mo, thanks again. It was awesome. Thank you all.
Thank you, Linda. Bye, guys.